Well, as you heard earlier, the Workplace Relations Commission is hearing a test case in connection with complaints taken by around 750 former Debenhams workers over the way they were made redundant in 2020. Debenhams Retail Ireland is accused of failing to comply with its responsibilities in a collective redundancy scenario by not consulting with or providing information to the workers' trade union mandate. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan has more on this. The case then against Debenhams, Brian.
That's right, Brian. And people may recall that for a year, from April 2020 to April 2021, there were a lot of protests and pickets staged outside those closed Debenhams stores by the workers who had been made redundant. And they were protesting at the time for an enhanced redundancy package. We saw another small protest today. Some of those workers gathered once more here outside the Workplace Relations Commission for the start of this hearing. This case centres on a claim by the mandate trade union that it did not receive proper consultation or information about the redundancy process. Mandate argues that under employment law, the Employees Act, that a trade union should be consulted about plans for redundancy when they're still at the formative phase. Now, Mandate very much saying that this wasn't the case here. They feel that Debenhams had already made up their mind that all these workers were going to be made redundant by the time they ever came to the union. Following on from that as well, Mandate saying that, look, when we went looking for information from the company, it was very much falling on deaf ears and we got the minimum amount of information. In fact, in many cases, it fell short. Now, on the company side, of course, Debenhams Ireland doesn't exist anymore, Brian. They are gone into liquidation. So who we're hearing from on the other side today is KPMG. These are the liquidators of Debenhams Ireland. Now, their senior counsel stood up in the hearing and said, look, my clients have been meeting their obligations under employment law when it comes to providing consultation and information. The hearing was told that one of the liquidators, Andrew O'Leary, had four meetings with the trade union and that he'd also followed up questions with written answers. The case has broken for lunch. It's due to resume in the afternoon. But it should be said, Brian, this is a test case involving one former employee of Debenhams. The hope from the trade union perspective, of course, would be it would have a knock-on effect for all 750 workers who were made redundant. Best case scenario here, the best compensation payout in a case like this is 4 weeks' worth of pay per complaint, and there were four complaints in this case.
And any indication of how long the hearing is likely to continue for?
It's listed for a couple of hours today. It's expecting it could wrap today. We may not, however, get a ruling today. An adjudication would probably come at a future date.
Brian O'Donovan, thank you very much for that.